Hello again, this is Pastor William Coleman of the Crossroad Baptist Church, thanking you for joining us online, and we'd like to wish a happy Father's Day to all of our fathers. Today we're going to bring you a special message that's going to challenge you and ask you the question, are you carrying the baggage of legacy? More on that in a few seconds, but let's pray. Father, thank you again for this amazing opportunity that we have to worship you. And I pray for those who are listening online, that they would grow in their faith, but more importantly, that you'd move them to act on their faith, to believe and trust in you, and to know that you're real. I pray that our time together would be time well spent, that we can glorify and honor your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Let me invite you to the Word today as we look at a passage of Scripture in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 14, 13 and 14. It says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. From this text, I want to use the subject moving on up. Moving on up. We shared some things with you on last week where we challenged you to go for the prize of Christ. But this week, we want to challenge you about those things that may be holding you back, some of those barriers, some of those setbacks, or those things that will cause you from advancing in your faith. The question that we're asking you, are you allowing the heritage baggage or things from your past to keep you from moving forward? Now, all of us remember the TV show, The Jeffersons. We remember how that Louise and her husband, they were moving on up, and they were just advancing, going to a new place on the east side. Well, wonder what would have happened if they had decided that they were going to take everything from their old location, or that they were just going to try to put everything in and make both work together. That would have been a problem. That would have been a real issue. But we learn in our own life that we have to move forward in our faith. This is what Paul is challenging us to do, to move toward the goal for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. There comes a time when we as believers in Jesus must move up. Notice Paul says that it is our goal. It is the thing that we strive for in Christ. He says, brethren, I've not attained. I've not been able to reach that level that I want to. But this one thing I do, simultaneously forgetting those things in my past and reaching forward to those things in my future, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. At some point in our life, we've got to realize that historical reflection can be a stumbling block. And so I'm asking the question, has it been a stumbling block in my life? Am I looking back so much that I can't look forward in my faith? Paul says I've got to forget some things in order to reach for some things. And that's the same in our lives. You know, it's amazing how that many of the churches now, they depend on past performance to actually be the motivation to do things in the future. Imagine if we were back in the 70s or back in that day where we were wearing the bell bottoms and afros. Well, we would look real strange today. We wouldn't be able to really fit into a lot of things that's happening now. For us to use an old model in the church will cause us to miss our goal of serving Christ. I agree that if something has to be, then we need to follow it. But if it's something of the past, then it's either an idol, I-D-O-L, or it's an idol, I-D-L-E. We agree that if people are looking at something, and certainly in our day, if they're looking at a statue and they're basing their belief on that statue and not the living God, it is an idol, I-D-O-L. I would agree with you. I would agree if we said, well, any of the relics of the past, any of the things that don't reflect the faith in the true and living God, it's an I-D-O-L. But also we can be carrying around some things that can idle us, I-D-L-E. We can be doing some things that have no relevance whatsoever to what's going on right now. That idol or that thing that we're talking about, it brings us to a standstill in our faith. It brings us to the place where we can no longer move forward. We're looking at what we've done, where we've been, instead of saying, wait a minute, the goal in Christ is more important. Where I'm going in Jesus is more important than where I've been in the past. Those things can idle you. Those things can bring your faith to a standstill. What God is looking for in your life and in my life, He wants us to have this aggressive faith. He wants us to have this motivated faith. He wants us to have this desire that we really want to serve God and honor Him. And if you're serving self, then you're idle, I-D-L-E. And it could be at a point where you're idolatrizing your own self. We need to press forward in our faith. Let me explain what we are talking about here. You remember the day when we used to have these Polaroid Instamatic cameras? You'd buy the camera, and they were about $35-$40, and then you'd buy the pack of the film inside it. You'd insert the packet, and away you would go, just snapping pictures. And then you'd pull it out, and then you'd shake it for a few minutes, about 30 seconds, and then you'd peel it back, and voila, you had a picture. Imagine if we wanted to use that same technology today in our lives. All of the digital things that are happening, all of the remarkable things. You can send a picture around the world. I don't think you can do that with one of those copies of that Polaroid Instamatic camera. Spiritually, there are people trying to live for God, and they're using the technology, the spiritual technology of the past. They're reflecting on what they have done rather than on what they need to do and the goal that Christ has placed before them. So that's why we need the motivation to move on up. That's why we need to say to ourselves, Lord, what's really important? You know, a lot of things that we did before the pandemic, we thought it was real important. Oh, the choir has to be dressed like this on Sunday, or we've got to do this hymn, or we've got to read this reading, or we've got to have a certain pew that we sit on. All of a sudden, that's no longer important because of this pandemic. What is important? Are we looking after one another? Are we trying to reach out and help the sick? Are we trying to help those who are hungry? Pray for those that are in need. Now, all of a sudden, the things that we once, it didn't say it had no point in the church, but it wasn't as important as serving Christ. If we ever lose sight of our goal of serving Christ, then, ladies and gentlemen, we've lost sight of everything. We've lost sight of our purpose. We've lost sight of our calling. And we've lost sight of what God would have us to do. Now, thankfully, this pandemic can destroy a lot of things, but it cannot and it will not destroy the church. So now we've got a time to step back and say, wait a minute, what is a priority in my life? Now, before you try to answer that question, Paul's already done the homework for you. He's already said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus, my Lord. He's already set the goal for us. He's already set the goal for me. And doing a lot of soul searching, I had to ask myself, am I going for the prize, or am I trying to Christianize my own way of doing things and say, oh, it is of God because I felt something? It's not about how you feel. It's about the real goal of honoring and living for the Lord Jesus Christ. So let me just give you a couple of points today. Let me just give you some things that you need to think about this baggage that we're saying. Now, remind you now, we are carrying things in our life. It's either our faith or it's our past. It's either our history and who we think we ought to be versus what we need to be in Christ, how we need to reflect on the Lord Jesus Christ. Here's some things that Paul brings out in those two verses. Now I'll read them again for you. It says, I press toward the mark. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Here's how Paul dealt with his baggage. Now, granted, he had done a lot of things. But now that he's in a prison, now that he's writing this letter to the Philippian believers from a prison, he had some time to think. He said, now, I can either reflect on my past, or I can think about what God is doing in my life. Infatuation over the past can be a hindrance to your future. How do you get rid of the baggage of legacy? Let me give you four things real quick, and then we'll give some details before we close. He says, first of all, recognize the past is history. It is history. You can't undo it. You can't redo it. It's done. So Paul says, forgetting those things which are behind. The second thing he says, focus on the most important thing. Notice he says, this one thing, not two things, not three, this one thing I do. Then thirdly, you've got to exert some energy. We've got to really make sure that you're all in, that you have surrendered yourself to this. He says, I press toward the mark, as if he's exerting the energy to serve Christ. You know, it's amazing how everything else gets our energy except God. And he's the one that gives us strength to face each day. Where is our enthusiasm of serving God? Where is our excitement of loving Jesus? And really saying, Lord, you're not only Lord, but you're my God, the one that I depend on each and every day. And then the fourth thing Paul does, he wants to inspire others. So he says, brethren, not onlookers, not spectators. He says, brethren, as if to say, we're in this together. You inspire me, and I'll inspire you, and we'll move on up. How do you move on up? Well, the first thing you want to do is to recognize that the past is the past. You would be surprised the people who live in their future, or their present rather, for reflecting on their past. Some people can't even forgive themselves. They've done some things way back when, and so now they label themselves as a failure. They say, I can't make it, but ladies and gentlemen, we've got to move on up. You've got to move on up. You've got to say, God, I want to leave this behind me. You know, we often will criticize the racist because he waves a rebel flag and points to a statue of a Confederate leader as someone that he believes in. But are we building some of the same monuments? Now, I want to tell you something. I respect deeply and I honor Dr. King. But guess what? Dr. King is not here. He is not here. If we're going to move on up, we can't go back to the past and say, I wish he was here. That's not going to happen. You've got to believe that God will give you a dream. You've got to believe that God will give you the motivation, and you've got to believe that he will give you the strength to carry out what is his will. We must not allow ourselves to live in the past. Yes, they were heroes, but those heroes are gone now. We're looking for new ones today, and you might just be one of them if you'd move on up. Second thing I want to share with you is that in order to move on up, you got to make sure that your focus is good. Your focus is good. I went to the doctor the other day, and he examined my eyes. And guess what? The older you get, the harder it is for you to see. And so they give you more glasses and more glasses. But the point is, where is your spiritual focus? Are you focusing on loving Jesus and his kingdom? Again, I struggled with this because I had a lot of important things in my life that were not high priorities to God. Didn't Jesus say in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Where's our focus today? There are a lot of people Christianizing everything. Oh, they'll say, well, you know, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, and I'm joining this political party. Fine for you to join a party, but don't think that Christ is going to join it with you. Or there are people that say, well, I believe in Jesus Christ, and I believe that I'm going to prosper and do well. Fine for you to prosper. But don't say in your heart, if God allows that to happen, he will. But don't think that you're using God to achieve an end for yourself. You're missing the kingdom. I can guarantee you on judgment day, God will not ask you or me, well, which political party did you believe in and did you follow? He's not going to ask me how much money was in your account when you left the earth. He's not going to ask me, did you achieve a lot of things on earth? The only thing he's going to ask me, were you faithful? Did you honor me with your life? If you're going to move on up, you got to make sure that you're focusing on the right thing. Now, does God bless us to do these other things? Yeah, of course he does. He says all these other things shall be added, but if you make them first, you've got to make something last. And guess what? God doesn't fit well in last place. He's got to be first place in your life and mine. The next thing that really excites me is how much energy, how much joy, how much motivation do I bring to my Christian life? Am I excited about serving Jesus, or is it, oh, well, I'll go to church today. Oh, well, I'll read my Bible today. Oh, well, I'll pray. You think about Jesus and his motivation to save you. Think about how he gladly gave up everything for you and for me. Now, granted, I can't get to that level, but at least I know that giving God my best should be my goal. Paul says, I press, I strain at this thing because I love Jesus. Of anyone that wanted to see the coming of Christ, it was Paul. But is that true in our lives today? Is that true in your testimony today? And the last thing I want to close with, if you're going to move on up, you need to move on up by inspiring others. He says, brethren, as if to say, you all are in this with me. We're in this thing together. We can inspire each other, or we can hold each other back. How many times have you been inspired in your faith by someone else that did something for God? How many times has that motivated you to do something for the Lord? I noticed that when geese fly together, they make a formation. If ever time the body of Christ needs to make a formation, that time is now. And when we make that formation, you know, somebody else might be in the lead, but you know what geese will do? They will honk as if an encouragement to them, keep on moving. Keep on moving. Are we saying that in our lives? Or are we saying, well, I'm not of that flock. We're all in this thing together when it comes to being a child of God. Either we can inspire each other and cheer each other on, or we can all lose ground. I found that these days of pandemics has caused us to pray for one another, has caused us to cry with each other, has caused us to love each other like we've never loved each other before. Why? Because the way we feel is not as important as where we're going. We're moving on up. And one of these days when the warfares of life are over, we will enter into that joyous kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, where he'll say to us, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things that are before, I'm moving on up. What about you? God bless you. We'll see you next week.